All I can think about is you. It comes back. All of it. The torrents of nostalgia gushing out. Mind plays the real deep in serotonin, and I lie in drowsed epilepsy. The softness of your hair, your scent. I'm taken back, rewound, like a clock. To those nights, washed over with our wonderful canality, when we snuck into that dark cinema room and chose to lie down and watch the film, berating those plush sheets in the middle. And when we left, hand in hand. We walked the city, up the spirals of those winding alleys and plunging down, much like the rain did that night. I don't just wish you rain, sweetheart. I wish you the beauty of storms. Tonight, I want to map the city on your body. Tonight, I want to drink the memories from your lips. The city we have already traced with our lust and our want and our need for each other. Each corner a trap. Each dead end street an invitation for our trysts. I kiss you for the first time in that alley. Painted with graffiti and poetry. My back is against the wall you are admiring. Is it the mural you're looking at, honestly? Or is it me? Can you see the way I look at you? Can you see me? The real you. You move nervously, eagerly, like one of Woody Allen's nervous lovers. I ask you why, and you reply that one is always nervous before a catastrophic defeat. And yet, you weren't defeated, were you? I pull you in, my hand on your shirt, clutching the fabric, surely, firmly, pulling you towards me. With my back against the wall, I hold you against me, my body pressing into yours. My lips crushed like thunder onto your own, and I feel in my hair, gripping tightly, and I moan into your mouth. I can't resist it. Your taste, your touch, it's intoxicating. I unravel, I kiss you harder, I bite down on your lips. And I am certain I can taste a tinge of blood. My kiss is violent, possessive, annihilating. Only a prelude for what's to come. I wrap my leg around your waist and desperately pull you in towards me, even when I know there is no further distance to close between us. I don't care. Do you hear me? I don't care. I want you. have a colossal need of you. I need you. No. I need to become fucking one with you. My arm is wrapped around your neck. Fingers dig into your flesh. We are animals. We are feral. Tonight, I need you to fuck me like a goddamn animal. No thoughts. No reason. Just give into your want of me. Look into my eyes. See your desire reflected in mine, impossibly ignited. No loving tonight. Only the desire of love for the wanting. I push you away and disengage from our kiss abruptly. Our gaze is still locked, and I feel an anticipation so vivid, a craving so violent, overwhelming me. My eyes are on yours, unmoving, as I slide down on my knees before you. You unzip and pull your trousers off. My eyes flash and I begin to kiss you hungrily. Feverishly. Your stomach, your thighs, draw a trail of kisses and licks. And soft bites on your skin. I told you, I am going to map the city on your body tonight. Your cock stands erect before me, and the moonlight illuminates it all so fucking beautifully. When my lips meet your velvet skin, when I wrap them around the head of your cock, I hear you gasp quietly. I take good care of you, sweetheart. Your pleasure is my pleasure. And I make sure to use my mouth to drag out every ounce of rapture I can from you. My hand is scabbing your balls, gently tugging and pulling. I inhale you as I push your cock all the way into my mouth, my tongue running on your underside, flicking, pressing against your hard shaft. I inhale you, and then you slip away. Something has changed. You no longer want to accept. You don't want to receive. You need to take me. Take me. Use me. The dynamic changes, and now I am suddenly very conscious of how I look. Pretty little girl on her knees, legs spread wide, her dress pulled up and crumbled, straps sliding down on her shoulders. My back is against a cold, hard wall, and my mouth is open and so full of your cock. I don't dare look away. Not for a second. I don't take my eyes off yours as you mercilessly fuck my throat. Not for a moment. Not when you grip my hair and push me down on your cock. Not when you laugh, watching me choke and gag on your shaft. Not when my eyes fill with tears of beautiful agony. touch my nose shut with your other hand and watch, amused, as I have to decide between breathing and pleasing you. Of course, there is no decision to be made, is there? You fucking own the air I breathe. I'm your fuck toy. Even as my body convulses, screaming for air, I hold my eyes on yours, wide, panicked and full of need for you. You release me, and I gasp and I choke on your cock once more. But tonight, you won't be satisfied just with my mouth, will you? This is a great game, and you intend to win. I feel a sharp sting of delicious pain as you pull me up by the hair and turn my body around, shoving me face first into the wall. Your movements are firm, assured, and yet erratic, urgent. I hear the sound of you ripping my dress from my chest, exposing my tits while you pull the rest of it up to bare my ass. Your hands, they caress my skin. They fondle gently. They feel. Incredible. I can't help but moan and arch my back, pushing my ass into your own form. Moans suddenly turn to surprise squeals as your hand lifts and lands on my ass repeatedly. Again and again and again. Harder and faster with its well-placed spank. The pain is red, flashing and thrilling. I'm so fucking wet for you. The more you give me, the more I need. Pour your want in me. Give everything to me. Crave it. I am fucking starving for it. Look at me. Moaning and screaming in a dark alley like a backstreet whore. I am crazed with lust for you and that thick, impossibly hard cock of yours. Please, 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 please fuck me. Please own me. Show me what it's like to finally be fucked by a real man. Slide yourself in me, just like that. I need to be full of you. I need to feel you everywhere. Yes. Your handprints on my ass. Your bite marks on my shoulder and neck. Your fingerprints around my neck as you choke the fucking orgasm out of me. Can't you see what you have made of me? Wild, ravenous animal. Need to feel you. Please. 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 Fuck me. Mm-hmm. harder, more thrust deep into me. Make it hurt. Mock me. Kiss me tenderly as your love and fuck me rough like you hate me. I need more. I need all of it. All of you. I am drugged by the assault of sensations which you bestow on me. And you scorch me, burn me. I scream for you, only you. Your hand is wrapped around my throat. I'm close, so close. I need you to come with me. Please come with me. Fill me with your hot spunk. Make me whole. Please complete me. Give yourself to me as I have irrevocably and irretrievably given myself to you. Burn with me. Oh. Pressing me forward as you empty yourself inside me with that wondrous animalistic cry. The warmth of your cum inside my cunt is exhilarating. I gently turn my body around, pulling your still throbbing cock out of me. And once again, I submit, sliding down onto my knees, my tongue moves in gentle strokes as I clean you off, tasting my own sweet juices mixed with your delicious cum. I'm looking in your eyes, this. We are the only thing that's real in this moment. You are a star centuries away, and I am imprisoned by your sparkle. This happiness is my guiding bubble. Follow it. And I breathe. I could want many things, but how particular my want of you, how fervent, how vile.